This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Alyssa Lott, A-L-Y-S-S-A-L-O-T-T. Date of birth 03-13-2011. Date of appointment April 30th, 2026. Requesting physician David Eisenberg, D-A-V-I-D. EISENBERGMD. Dear Dr. Eisenberg, I have the pleasure of seeing Alyssa Lott today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is a 15-year-old right-handed Caucasian female who had two concussions, one in November 2025 and one in March 2026. First time she fell during the warm up. Second time she fell backward, hit the head on the ground. No loss of consciousness, no confusion. She became out of breath. Now her head is hurting. It involved the head at different places, sometimes throbbing, pulsating, sometimes sharp, sometimes dull, no nausea, no vomiting, sometimes with photophobia, sometimes with phonophobia, sometimes dizziness, no visual phenomena. Using imipenem for a month. Sometimes forget to take the medication, sometimes feeling better, sometimes not, feels lightheaded. She feels sometimes foggy and difficulty concentrating. Past medical history ADHD. Past surgical history none. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication methylphenidate 10 mg daily. Imipenem, coenzyme Q10. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She's a student, she's single, lives with the parent. Family history, mother, father alive and healthy, no sibling. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, lightheadedness, concentration problem, physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs cardiac auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no fascia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflex is 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed, presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 15-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and Caucasian female whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, post-concussion syndrome. Number two, closed head injury. Number three, migraine. Number four, ADHD. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain. She is already on imipenem. She wants to try one more month. If this will not help, then I will change the medication to antidepressant or anti-migraine. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.